This week, Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta marked 2 years in office. The anniversary was observed as Kenyans mourned the victims of a terror attack in the town of Garissa. Gunmen killed more than 140 people at Garissa University College. Medical workers have still not identified the bodies of all of those who were killed. There are reports that more than 160 students are still missing. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. In September 2013, Al-Shabaab gunmen attacked the Westgate Shopping Center in Nairobi. At least 67 people were killed. There has been a lot of talk about Kenya's security and corruption cases linked to government officials. President Kenyatta has taken a strong position against corruption. He has urged all government officials and individuals suspected in possible wrongdoing to step aside while investigations take place. At least 4 ministers have already done so. Barak Muluka is a political commentator. He believes Mr. Kenyatta and his deputy president, William Ruto, will have trouble celebrating their time in office after what happened at the university.
Anniversaries are meant to be celebratory occasions. When you come out with what we may want to call your brag sheet, your scorecard, and you don't just talk about it, you also mark it with a bit of pomp and razzmatazz, which unfortunately they can't do because of this season of mourning. And it's a season of mourning which also exposes their soft underbelly with regard to insecurity.
Some Kenyans say the criticism is unfair. Manoa Espizu is a spokesman for the government. He wants people to change their way of thinking when it comes to terror attacks.
Our nation is at war. It's a fact that you have to live with. This country is at war. When you are at war, the same rules don't apply. And if we are at war, we need our mentality to be slightly different than it is. It's not always about us. You've got to factor in your enemy.
Investigators are working to learn more about the 4 gunmen involved in the Garissa University attack. One of them was the son of a chief in Kenya's Mandera County. The attacker had graduated from law school. Grace Magika is a member of Peace Ambassador Kenya. She says she cannot understand why such a well-educated young man could take part in such an attack.
This is something the government needs to look out to find out what was happening. But the whole thing, it made us to be alert. We have to work while our heads up.
Kenyan officials say they are doing everything possible to protect citizens from Al-Shabaab. On Wednesday, officials announced action against financial businesses, rights activists, and individuals suspected of having supported the activities of the militant group. The government said it was blocking their use of money held in bank accounts. The action affected 13 Somali money transfer companies. Their operating permits were canceled and bank accounts suspended. In a statement, an American-based rights group said the government's list raises more questions than it answers. Human Rights Watch said those named have a right to openness and due process of law. The group noted steps taken against 2 rights groups, Muslims for Human Rights and Haki Africa. It said the measures raise concerns that the government is fighting critical voices and those who question the methods used to fight terrorism in Kenya. I'm Christopher Jones-Cruz.